Mercedes-Benz Brighton.
Climbing up on Salisbury Hill, I could see the city light. Wind was blowing.
The old Salisbury steak is in the studio.
Yeah, you ever had Salisbury steak?
Yeah, it's sort of smothered in gravy.
Yeah, it's basically hamburger.
It's with, it was a mainstay of American school cafeterias.
Not mine.
Can you explain just to our listeners, because that's a dynamic we've never had in Australia. You go to school, your mum makes your lunch, or your dad makes your lunch, or you make your lunch.
I don't think my dad ever made my lunch. I mean, he could, if he were listening, he could probably correct me, but I think it was my mom, and then by the time we got to be a certain age, that we just had to do our own lunches.
There's already an SMS here about your unsuccessful search for Christmas lights last night. We'll touch on that in a moment because you just went to the wrong places. But just on the school cafeteria, so every school in America provided lunch.
No, they didn't. Well, mine, I went to a private
Catholic school.
Yeah, I went to a private Catholic school, and it was called St. Charles Borromeo. And it was co-ed, and I went there from kindergarten, which is prep, through year eighth grade. And then you go to high school, which starts in ninth grade.
So are the high schools all named after people, like on the TV shows?
Oh, some are. Some are. I mean, one of the high schools I went to was I went to a school called Christian Brothers, which is a Catholic.
Yep.
That was an all-boys high school. I went there for 2 years, and I switched to El Camino Fundamental, which was a public school or a state school, but a very good one. And it was actually on El Camino Avenue, so they named it after the street.
I'd like to go to, like, Don Knotts High.
Yeah, I don't know that there's a Don Knotts High. We had a John F. Kennedy High School in Sacramento.
Okay.
We had,
so they don't name it after everybody.
C.K. McClatchy. Yeah, there's a lot of different people. I think that's, if you have a school named for you.
A Kevin Euclid High?
I don't know that there's a Kevin Euclid. I don't know if there's a Babe Ruth High School, but there could be.
Yes.
But I think if you can get a school name for you, you're probably doing really well. So I don't know that they'll
squeaky
ever be.
Squeaky clean, I would have thought.
Yeah, I don't know if there'll ever be a Stephen.
Salisbury
J.
or Mark
Salisbury
Fine.
High.
Or a Mark Fine.
Mark Fine High. Now.
You went searching for. You were up on Salisbury Hill looking for Christmas lights.
Yeah, so I live in Kew, and last night I went and did some Christmas shopping. And I first went to the mall. Out of Doncaster, and then I went to Vic Gardens. So I got to Vic Gardens.
So you went to Doncaster. I mean, it is a...
It's the closest mall to my house. It takes me 8 minutes to get there.
Like, these shopping centers are mad at the moment.
No, but it wasn't.
It's a madhouse.
No, it wasn't mad at all, actually. There was very few people there, because I got there at about 8:30.
Okay.
And I did that by design.
Yeah, Monday night. That's okay.
I did that by design. I did not want to deal with crowds. Because I went there yesterday afternoon, because I have an office very close to there, so... I was in there yesterday afternoon as well, but I went last night to Vic Gardens and did some shopping there at the Kmart, and I ended up leaving, and I started to drive down the street, and I guess it would be Johnston Street before you get to Barker's Avenue, and I hung a left, or Barker's Road, I guess. I hung a left on into the neighborhood, and I drove through, and it just struck me. I'm like, here we are. It's 11 o'clock. 4, 5, 6 days, whatever it is, before Christmas, and no one has Christmas lights. And so I decided to do a Facebook Live and go, you know, people always ask me, they go, what's the difference between living in the U.S. and living in Australia? And there's a lot of differences, but there are a lot of similarities. And one major difference is that you don't go down any streets in the U.S. that don't have Christmas lights. I mean, you don't. I mean, maybe in, like, traditionally Jewish neighborhoods you mightn't have that, but in most neighborhoods, most people will have Christmas lights. And there's some streets in the old neighborhood where I used to live where if you move on to that street, it comes with the caveat that you know that you got to do your house up really, really well at Christmas time, like ostentatiously well. I mean, just so much stuff. Christmas lights and all the other things, and it's
a bit of a contest, isn't it?
We
have pockets here. We have little pockets, and you can go online. I know that there's it's not a court, it's like a round, like a horseshoe-shaped street. I'm pretty sure it's in Bentley, that has the most amazing houses. I just can't.
So someone said here, it's actually quite funny, they said, please, just saw a video of Steve Salisbury he put on Facebook last night. cruising around Kew complaining about the lack of Christmas lights. Please take this mofo to task when he comes in. So take me to task. I had a few people tell me you can go to...
You're not a mofo.
I am definitely a mofo.
Coleman Avenue Q, we've been told.
Okay, so there are a few streets, but predominantly people don't do it.
No, they don't.
Now, I've been told, but it's summertime and people are getting out of town. That's BS. It's Christmas.
Yeah, but that's... I don't think that's...
I'm just telling you guys don't get in the spirit. That's all. And I've got an Australian passport. So
I don't think that is a mark of people's engagement with Christmas.
Don't you?
No, I think it's further commercialization that the Americans have hoisted on us.
No, Christmas lights?
Yeah.
You didn't have Christmas lights as a kid?
Not really. We're Jewish.
No, you didn't, but people that you knew. Certainly you had buddies.
I tell you what, if I would leave a light on in the house, my father would admonish me and say, have you got shares in the electricity company?
No, I used to get that too. But I mean, I was really, it kind of bums me out. First of all, we have to do with the Boulevard Ivanhoe. Now, so I've heard that I'm actually going to go there tomorrow night. Yeah. But it's like, you just go, and there's nobody's got it. And everyone's giving me grief like I'm a DH. Because I brought this up, but there's nobody seems to care about Christmas. It's like beach parties and let's have salmon and prawns.
Yeah, we're going to have prawns.
No, man, let's have Christmas dinner is turkey and ham and mashed potatoes. And granted, that doesn't play real well in 34 degree heat. I get that.
Yeah.
But string beans and pumpkin pie and apple pie. Oh, man, I tell you what. There's just certain times of the year. Where I really miss Americana, and this is one of them.
Look, once married, with extended families and friends that are not Jewish, you know, you become more integrated, and that happened to me. We used to host Christmas Day.
Did you?
For friends, and...
You had a lot of people over?
Yeah, a lot. And I made the more traditional American style. It was a combination. We had some seafood as well.
Right.
But I was really, not American, but that English or the wet... cold weather style.
Yeah, the Northern Christmas.
And one thing I did learn from the Americans was a very popular dish called yams, candied yams.
Now, oh, yeah, sweet potatoes.
Now, that is so far away from being healthy. This is how I made it.
That's why in January, gyms are the most popular places on the planet because everybody has just consumed copious amounts of alcohol and eaten bad food for the previous month and a half. And that's why January people go, here's my New Year's resolution. I'm going to lose this 5 kgs I just put on in the last 6 weeks.
Yeah.
And so no, it's definitely not healthy.
This was how I made the dish. I got sweet potatoes and I boiled them. And this was a recipe I got off Food Lover's Guide.
Yeah, you can definitely find it there.
So I mashed the sweet potatoes. Mm-hmm. I then added a whole stick of butter. I mean, it was just a ridiculous amount of butter. Brown sugar,
right?
Warm that through, etc. Cinnamon,
yeah. You put cinnamon in there,
integral part, and then
a little bit
of nutmeg.
Yeah, do nutmeg in there as well,
and some salt, and I laid it in a casserole dish, and then put mini marshmallows all over the top, and baked it in the oven.
Did you put walnuts in there as well? Because sometimes
walnuts.
Yeah, no,
that sounds unhealthy.
No, it was really good.
I never put walnuts in it.
I think my mom or my grandma or one of my aunts used to always make that stuff. As a kid, you know, it was cold and it was, everybody's lights were on and everybody was happy to see each other and everyone had bad Christmas sweaters on. It was just a Christmas
There is a joke. Compromise. Have you seen the infomercial for, I don't know what it's called, but if you're wanting to festoon your house in lights but are lazy, don't want a hefty electricity bill and don't want people driving around your street and walking into your front yard, all of those things I think are deterrents, there's an alternative because I've been watching this infomercial for this. It's this light beam thing that you stick in your front yard and it radiates or projects showers of lights and stars all over your house.
Is that right?
And you know how good infomercials are.
Yeah.
Here it is, the new Wonder Star Shower Light Show. A single, one... 12 volts or something, whatever it is. I don't even know what a volt is. And it's easy to operate, packs away in a simple small box. And
that's
then
right.
It shows the alternative. Sick and tired of tangled Christmas decorations? And there's a guy
I know this.
Who has clearly, I mean, the man obviously couldn't own a house. He couldn't rent a house. He couldn't have a family because he has entangled himself in Christmas lights.
That's right.
And probably to the point of a big spider coming out and eating him. It looks like he's webbed for life.
Oh, yeah. No, I think I may have seen the ad. I used to, my kids demanded it of me. I had to put the Christmas lights up. So on our street, we had, this is in California, we had a two-story house, so two-level home. And we had a little balcony that was sort of like a gazebo or something off my office. And I would get the lights up there, and I'd put them around there, and then around the house. And I'd just get the ladder, and there were hooks. Most of the houses you'll see, somebody at some point has put hooks into a, sort of by the eaves so that you can put the stuff there. And it was actually, it was great. And then there is a Christmas, I have a Christmas wreath at my place now.
I believe
a Christmas tree.
I heard the news, somebody has stolen a large inflatable Christmas reindeer from somebody's house, which is not in the Christmas spirit at all.
Right. I'm in the Southern Hemisphere deal with it. I am dealing with it. I am the best way. The way I do it is I vent and I bitch and complain about
now,
it.
Now, those lights are called the star shower.
Okay, star shower.
Yeah. I said to my wife, I'm going to get you a star shower for Christmas. She gave me a dirty look. I don't know what she thought I was going
to do. Yeah, that's something that could, you know. Yeah. There we go, Marco. Way to get things going.
Norm's in Box Hill. Morning to you, Normie.
Good morning, Connie and Steve. A very Merry Christmas to you and all your family.
Same back.
Merry Christmas, Norm.
Look, I've got to agree with you, Steve. I've been living in this area for 23 years, and when the kids were young, we used to drive around and look at all the lights. And it just, over the last couple of years, there's less and less people putting up lights, and you drive around and you barely see them these days in a lot of suburbs.
Yeah, I mean, I get like that it's a bit of a hassle, and people do. I get that people do bolt. And go to the beach or do whatever, but it just, if you're going to, I mean, there's 3 million people or whatever it is in our town, and it's just, I just think it really, for me personally, as a kid, we would go around, we would drive, and it just really hit home the Christmas, and you could talk about commercialism, maybe that's what it was, but it just gave me this sense of, oh, it's a great time of year, and even today, as a middle-aged, man, I still go, oh, I love it when I see a bunch of Christmas lights up, because it just gets me thinking about the season. Tis the season to be jolly.
Look, there are still some great houses. Last year we went, as I said, to Bentley, and then we went to Preston or Northcote around there, and there's a wonderful street full of houses. And it seems as though if one house really gets in the spirit, if there's good camaraderie in the neighbourhood,
yes,
the neighbours also get involved. But then I hear that the neighbours that don't get involved get pretty pissed off that the street is full of cars.
Well, like I was saying at the beginning, there were two streets within, probably 2 km of my house, where my house is now over there. And one street was known as the place where people would tour, and it was a cul-de-sac, and so people would start on one side of the street, and they, on the sidewalk, and they'd walk all the way around, and it was quite deep. There's probably a dozen, 12, probably 15, 20 houses in this thing, and they were all done up.
Yeah.
So you kind of go, but they had times where they said, look, it's from, it gets dark there at 5, so it's from 6:30 until 10:30 or till 11 or something like that, and then you can turn it off. But you do have a lot of riffraff cruising around taking a look at this stuff.
But. Yeah, but you make donations at where you stop. There's donations to the church or to a children's fund, and it's not just lights. The one in Northcote had a little train that came out every 10 minutes with Santa on it.
Santa? Well, see, now that would be something.
Well, plasticky Santa. Look, we're going to take a break, but people are calling in that somebody's had a star shower or got the star shower. Actually, I was in South Melbourne a couple of nights ago. There were lights out in South Melbourne.
Were there?
Yeah, just one light, a red light in front of a few houses.
A few people have texted in saying, just check your power bill, and that's why no lights. No, look, I get it.
I believe that there's actually a subsidy for people who apply in certain councils. You get, or to certain electricity companies, if you tell them you're doing it, you can get a deal.
Really?
I believe so. If anybody has a deal...
Electricity Australia does that for you?
Anybody has a deal on their Christmas lights, give us a call. Anybody who's put lights out, give us a call. We'll be talking NFL after the break as well. And for those houses in South Melbourne that put out one red light, to me it's not one thing or the other. Either do it or don't do it. And don't do it all year round.
South Melbourne red light, that's something totally different.
Oh, I didn't realise. Steve Salisbury's in the studio. NFL chat in a moment with teams booking their place in postseason, Raiders.
It is good that the Raiders are back going to the postseason. That was Al Davis, if you didn't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we'll touch on that in a moment, but a couple more calls re-Christmas lights, and I hope the good people from Star Shower Laser Light Show are not listening, because just if you take our SMS machine as a consensus of opinion on your product, it's no good. I thought it would have hairs on it, because...
Could you get it here, though? I mean, could you even... I mean, I suppose you could order it.
Yeah, it's been advertised here. You see, the thing is, they kept showing it on big, large white houses with flat front walls. Like, you know, how many houses...
Like, they do that in town hall, Melbourne Town Hall.
Yeah, well...
it's a similar thing, because
how many people live in houses like that?
Some of the houses I saw last night were similar to that.
Not many houses have backdrops that are like big movie screens. Right. Anyhow, it's not getting a huge rating off our listeners. Maybe if the house suits, it would be good, but I don't think for everybody. Bill's in Sky. Not the Sky, just Sky. Good morning to you, Bill.
Yeah, g'day, Finey. G'day, Steve. How are you going?
Good, Bill.
Just to let you know, I was at someone's house and they do a big Christmas display each year for their daughter who is disabled, and they do a big Christmas display every year, and he had one of those star showers, and he had a little kid turn up with a laser pen,
right?
And he said the little kid with the laser pen gave a better display of light than what the star shower did.
This is what again, the good people from Star Shower need to take note. Next year, make the new improved one.
It could be you may be onto something there. You may actually be honest.
Bill, hang on to the line. Yeah. We like your honesty, your raw honesty, and you've got a pair of Raw Form Seamless Compression shorts. And thanks to Raw Form Seamless Compression.
You can wear those on Christmas Day, too.
Yeah, to keep in the sort of bulge, the Christmas
that's
tummy.
Right.
But
we'll also give you
a Bataki ham to counter the good work done by the Raw Form shorts. You know what? The more and more I'm listening to this Star Shower sort of listener assessment, and the more I'm thinking, it's very much in the same genre as Sea Monkeys.
Oh, Sea Monkeys!
Because I bought Sea Monkeys because the advertising.
Did you really?
Oh mate, I bought them about four different times.
Come on, dude!
Oh, they were, as a kid, the prospect of having tiny little sea people playing harps and sitting on rocks and talking to their children was very enticing to me. I didn't know they were just krill.
Right.
But the advertising for Sea Monkeys was so misrepresentative of the finished product.
Oh, yeah.
That I think Star Shower might be heading into Sea Monkey country. Let's go to Jeff in Dingley. Morning, Jeff.
Good morning. How are you going, gents?
Good, mate.
I'm going to play devil's advocate here. To me, Christmas lights are something that make me angry rather than
why,
the Christmas spirit.
Jeff, why on earth would Christmas lights make you angry?
Because we're living in an age when there's a global warming and the burning of fossil fuels is not a good thing for our little planet. And I think whenever I look at them, I think, why the hell are we wasting all this electricity?
Because it's one time of the year when the Christmas spirit is supposed to permeate all of us and
burn a hole in the ozone.
And burn a hole in the ozone. No, just it's every
so
now
Santa
and again.
Can get here easier.
Yeah, so Santa knows where we are.
Yeah.
Now look, I mean certainly you could make arguments for why not, but my thing is for me growing up, and this is my own little rant. I mean, most people probably think it's idiotic, and that's fair enough. But I have always been a huge fan of it, and I love Christmas lights, and I like when people get it. It's just nice to go down the street with Christmas lights.
Well, that caller who pilloried Christmas lights because of the carbon footprint has in turn been smashed off the SMS. The word Grinch kept coming up and pointed out LED lights, solar powered, and
I know. I figured that would happen.
And the guy's listening to radio and calling us up on a mobile phone probably said, maybe, you know. Anyhow, not for me to poo-poo.
Now, finally, we have...
some football.
We
NFL.
Have about 3 minutes.
Oh, you can do it.
3 minutes. Oh, no, I can. All right, so here we are. A few trends have started to emerge. I want NFL fans to think back to 2007 and 2011. If someone would have said to you at week 15 of those two seasons, which team do you think is going to win the Super Bowl? I'm guessing nobody would have said the New York Giants. But I'm here to tell you that what the New York Giants have been doing, they've won 8 of 9 games. They have this defense that is playing as well. I heard this morning. They're playing as well as Denver's defense played last year. They, the last couple of weeks, have slapped around some very impressive offenses. And I look at this, you know, they beat Dallas. They held Dallas to 7 points. They held Detroit to 6 points yesterday. I look at them and I think, you know what? These guys are coming. And people say, oh, that's ridiculous. But no, that defense, you can't run on them. You can't pass on them. And they've got Eli Manning. And Eli Manning doesn't have great statistics, but he finds a way. I would put this to you. Name a quarterback you'd rather have who have the ball in the fourth quarter of a Super Bowl, down by 4 points based on what this guy's done in his career. There's nobody. I mean, you could say Tom Brady, but...
Peyton?
God, no. Eli Manning. I'm telling you this. Don't sleep on the Giants. The Cowboys, they continue to win. They look good. I say that Tony Romo's a better option in the playoffs than Dak Prescott, but it seems like there's fewer and fewer people who agree with me. It just seems like they, you know, yesterday Dak came out and played really well. But I just say it's very difficult to win in January, and everybody's going ape-s over this guy based on what he's done in October, November. He's been good, but let's see what he does in January. Green Bay, they're starting to come as well. Offensively, they're like really good. They got a running game, which they didn't have all season. And if you watched him yesterday, Aaron Rodgers is getting his groove on. Atlanta, offensively, looks really good. I don't trust their defense. Seattle, they've got the quarterback. They've got the defense. But, man, I'll tell you what, that team is inconsistent. Washington's another team, actually pretty decent. The Redskins, you watch them today. They're on Monday Night Football. In the AFC, New England, they're 12-2. They keep rolling. I mean, it's very hard to see any team going into Foxborough and beating them. A team that I say could do it.
How about the Chiefs?
On this team all year long. The Chiefs had an opportunity yesterday to back up that huge win over the Raiders, and they got beaten by Marcus Mariota in Tennessee.
Okay.
And Marcus Mariota, I'll tell you what, Mark, he's a very good quarterback, and he's unselfish, and he does what it takes to win the game, so I like him. Someone texted in and asked about him. I say the Oakland Raiders are a team you have to look at. That is a dynamic football team. They're coming. They're making the playoffs for the first time in 12 seasons, which is great. Or maybe it's 14 seasons, actually. Pittsburgh Steelers, they're playing well. And then in the AFC South, you got Tennessee and Indianapolis. Neither of those teams are very good. But I'll tell you what, don't sleep on the Giants. Don't sleep on the Raiders. Don't sleep on Pittsburgh. And the Cowboys will not be in the Super Bowl. I just have this gut feeling.
Off the SMS. I thought it was the U.S. Sports Half Hour. It was. Doesn't time fly when Steve Salisbury's in the house? Well done, mate.
Thanks, bud. Talk to you later.